I did that chopper line, I see your point. This your girl, Billion Dollar Baby.
This is Mila the Brave on Let's Get Into It.
Okay. And listen, we're going to get into it today with some real juicy, juicy, and I mean little spicy stuff, caliente. Yes. Because it's been a minute since we've touched. I know we've been kind of serious the last few episodes. So we're going to touch on some spicy, you know, some things that I think y'all are going to want to talk about and we'll get a lot of feedback from. So, without further ado, or however they say it, pretty much, we're going to start with this topic of, it was a thread, so it's a little, I think it's about 7-6 slides, but it's interesting, and I think a lot of people have seen it on, like, the Shade Room and Spiritual Word, but pretty much, this girl on my Finsta stopped fucking with a nigga because after the date, he got a horse ride for her around the city, and the bitch blocked them because she don't like horses. So pretty much the messages was like, hey, I'm sorry for leaving you. I feel bad about that, but I wasn't feeling that horse and shit. It weirded me out. You're a cool nigga, seriously. And you definitely will find someone who likes animals, but I'm not that girl.
What?
Yo. And it's a picture of a horse with a carriage. Like, she made it seem like it was a horse just sitting there. Like,
right. Like, he was going to take her ass to the barn.
Right. It's literally a carriage after the horse.
This is some Cinderella shit. What?
Yeah. So, you know, the guy, he responds and he's like, can I come get you and try again? I was like, sir, come on now. Don't do that. Like, she clearly doesn't appreciate it. What are you going to do?
Just go find someone who would appreciate. Poor thing.
Right. Like, what else can you do to satisfy this lady? Like,
poor thing.
So, he's like, no, you can't. God bless.
Dang.
No. And then she went on to post a story talking about, fuck nigga, think this isn't Disney. Get me the fuck home right now. You niggas think a horse is the only way to be romantic? Fuck that big ass horse. Word to mothers.
What?
Somebody said this is a Bronx bitch.
She has to be. She go too hard. Like, what?
Right. Like, first of all, I thought that New York girls liked the whole horse and carriage. I mean, that's where they started anyway, riding horses in New York City. But like, it was just weird. Like, and a lot of the comments was like, yeah, that's wild. Like, blessings in disguise. Like, she prefers the guys that's gonna drive her around all day and bring the car back with no gas. Like, it's really what she likes. She likes the hood ones.
Or maybe she just want to shop, go on shopping sprees or some shit. But like, I think that's romantic. So yeah. I would be like, oh, like if somebody were to say, hey, I have this, you know, horse and carriage date, I'd be like, wow, he really thought it out. But see, I'm really corny. And I thought that all of us women, you know, watch
like that
Disney,
stuff.
Right? Disney Channel, you know, Disney movies and the princess treatment, you know, especially that's a big thing now. Everybody's like, princess treatment. So I'm like, okay, that's princess treatment, you know?
Yeah.
Good gosh. But it's just like, unfortunately, it is true. It's one of those cases that, you know, basically support everybody's not the same. But unfortunately, and this is what I don't like, is when people have a circumstance with somebody like this, then they start thinking, well, oh, y'all women don't like, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute now.
Because then he probably won't even try that with nobody else.
You
but
see what I'm saying?
Little does he know, you know, most women would love that.
Yes. a lot of women would like that. She's just, I don't know, like she a little too hard. But I mean, you know, I hope that that man didn't, you know, wasn't discouraged from the dating scene, because, and that's what stinks, because unfortunately, I always say it's women like that, you know, that can kind of F up a lot. So like, right. You can have a guy that's really doing the right stuff.
Yeah. And then you get this one girl. And you know what's crazy? So I love the idea. I never thought, I just want this guy to do this for me. Mm-hmm. But I remember my first birthday in Atlanta. Well, no. That wasn't my first birthday. My second birthday in Atlanta, where I was, it was 2020. Mm-hmm. And I was actually pregnant. And that's when I had first moved back. Well, I moved out here for the second time. And me and my boyfriend, we did the whole Ruth Chris thing for dinner. And then we went, you know, roamed the city to figure out whatever else we wanted to do. And there, you know, during the summertime, there are horses. There are guys that will, you know, ride around the horses, ride around the city with the horses. And he said, you want to go ahead and get it? You know, it wasn't planned, but it was just what the night's still young. What are we going to do next? And we got on the horse. I mean, well, not on the horse, but we got in the back in the carriage. Yeah. And the guy had the Bluetooth and everything. He was like, what's going on? Like, what y'all want to put on? Let us play our music and everything. Yeah. We was riding around the city, you know, and it was sweet. And from that day on, I was like, wow, like stuff like this. I'm into it. You know, I love this, because who doesn't want to be courted and felt like, oh, I'm a princess, or I'm a queen, and you're going to just treat me with the, you know, like I want to do the romantic stuff. Like that's the guy, that's that type of guy that, you know, understands what real women really want. And I'm not saying that this girl was not a real woman, but she's been exposed to too many, like, hard, like,
right. She also, you know, little girl shit. I'm saying,
yeah, or even to just expect like the material things, like, oh, we gotta go shopping, we gotta go to the expensive restaurant. Like, that's very vain you know, versus someone going out the way to think of, let's take a horse ride in a carriage around the city while we talk and just sightsee. You know, wow, like that's a real intimate moment that doesn't have to be, you know, money spent or sexualized or anything, you know? So it just says a lot about that type of person. They even, you know, you know, but
I think to hopefully try to like combat that, I would just say, if the guys listening or your guys are just going through similar situations, ask the girl some questions, you know, to figure out what kind of lady she is. Like, cause I feel like you and I, Billion, would be very similar in the stuff that we like. Like, I don't know if it's the earth sign in us or what, but we like earthy shit. Like, if you tell us you want to take us to a cabin or some shit like that, or anything, we would be like, damn, okay,
because it's like the stuff that you think about that nobody else really, it's not the regular stuff, you know, it's not the normal, like, oh, let's just go to the mall, or let's just go to the club, like just the regular stuff that everybody always does. Like, no, we want something that's a little bit different, a little bit thought out, you know, and it doesn't have to cost a whole lot of money to just have a well thought out plan of how can this be a special moment for us?
And
you
then
know?
And then it gives you that time. And then I'm also wondering, I know we talked about generations last time, but I'm just wondering if that's also an influence, because it's like, you know, with all that reliance on phones and shallow shit, I just feel like that's another thing that's coming with social media. People just being shallow, you know, wanting the big house.
Yeah.
It's just more vapid, big house and the big ass, and the, you know, like all this stuff, like, you know, and I need designer. It's like, I feel like people are getting away from, if you think about it, things like the carriages, things like the cabins, things like the fishing, stuff like that. These are situations that force you to interact, engage one-on-one with a person, ask them questions, get a little closer, actually get to know them. You know, see, when you're at the mall, everybody's distracted, but this is one-on-one time between you and that person, just to focus in on each other.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think that with our generation right now, and I was kind of hoping that that wasn't the case, because we have grown up in a era of no tech, like, well, you know, little technology to like now, okay, blam, it's all here. Right. But we still can, you know, it's like we still appreciate the outdoors activities. We still appreciate the things that doesn't involve all that like stimulation with the screens and everything and stuff like that. So you would think that it would be like a still like, okay, well, I do like the new technology things, but I also like the other stuff. But it's come to a point where now people have been so addicted and reliant. And I truly think it's an addiction. Because even people that cap on social media, even the whole buying the checks. Come on. Listen.
Oh.
I know who did not have a check before, who just popped up.
You can just tell. And then they come back like, hey, you didn't notice me before, but will you notice me now?
Yeah.
Get your check behind like, ass.
Or the people that even act like, oh, wow, I got a check. I didn't know that they gave me a check. Like, you know, you bought.
You applied. You signed up.
Exactly. And then you know the difference now. And here, somebody pointed it out to me. In the bio, you know the difference between somebody who bought it and ones that actually earned it, because in the bio, you have to validate yourself when you buy it, and you have to give your driver's license or your ID, your government.
You do.
So the bio will say your real name versus like Cardi B. You know damn well her it ain't no Buckley's all up in her bio. I mean, if she wanted to, of course, but she didn't have to. It so says Cardi B as her name.
So that's she the difference. She didn't
have to verify it with her government ID. Yeah. So you'll know. And then on the other hand, you still will know, because most people that have naturally been verified will just have a whole bunch of followers based off, you know, so much of a popularity thing versus having just a few thousand, you know, so it's like you really know, like if a few thousand followers is all you have and you verify, because how did you get verified for it? Yeah,
right.
But you know, again, it's the addiction though. People want to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm like this person. It's all about what you want to be because of somebody else.
Validation.
Yeah. So I mean, even down to this girl. She probably thought that she was gonna get some type of like, oh yeah, girl, you right type of reaction.
I don't agree with you, girl.
But yeah, it's like, no, sis. A whole bunch of people in the comments are like, send them over this way. You know what I'm saying? Because don't nobody want to be sitting here riding in the back of the car, making jugs, busting jugs and moves, and going on missions all day,
what, like, drinking all day. Like,
you know, we trying to have a good time. We trying to have a soft life and all that.
Okay, so, because it is that era.
You know, trying to get treated as such. Like, we ain't trying to be out here hard. They already been complaining about that in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, you have heard with the black women. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. The whole we're so masculine thing. Get out of here. It's because, you know, we have fallen into the independent, and because they have also pushed us to be that way. Oh, let's go 50-50. Mm-hmm. Let's go half and half. Mm-hmm. Let's go do this. You know, and it's like, okay, so now we've taken away the full 100% femininity in women, and now it's divided where we got to have a little bit of masculinity in us and a little bit of feminine, and it's just like that doesn't work. Like,
but I guess my question is this: like, I feel like women should automatically know. We know that men like to feel needed. I think that also the messages that get sent out there is that we don't need them. You know, you have these women kind of like her, you know, that will sit here and always put up a constant reminder that, oh, I don't need no man. I'm independent. I can do this all by myself. And it's like, you know, you just got to think about it. If somebody's telling you all the time, just think of how you would feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's like, telling you all the time. Right,
I don't need you to do this.
Like, I don't need you to do shit for me. And it's like, damn, well, all right then. You do it yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you would get in that mental state where like, well, shit, if I'm not bringing any value to you, then why am I here for? So let me go find somebody that's going to want me. Like, I feel like people need to feel wanted. And although people want to make it seem like it's toxic to even admit that, I don't think it is. You want to feel like you're wanted. You know what I mean? Like, after we slave over that meal and we give it to our significant other, we like that they're like, oh gosh, babe, I love when you cook. Oh my, you made my favorite meal today. Oh man. Like, you like that. So I just don't understand why women can't. It's like, sure, I get it. You want to work, you want to be independent, but don't forget what keeps a man ticking, what wakes him up. The motivation is him being that protector and him knowing that he brings value to you.
Yeah,
we act like it's a prideful thing to admit we need a man too. I mean, I'm not saying, and I think that women kind of swayed into, well, if I say I need a man, I'm going to be like my, you know, the generations, my predecessors, you know, the people that came before me. and just basically take whatever a man gives me. It's not saying that either. It's just, if you have a good man, what's the problem in making him feel needed?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, here we have women that have been, I don't know. I think that it's like, okay, you have women that are probably in relationships or, you know, on that path, going to be married soon or however, already married. And then you have the friends that aren't, you know, there and by themselves, or maybe they have something that didn't work out. And so then you get together and it's kind of like a bash type of thing where, okay, maybe the one that's in the relationship is going through some stuff. So then the single one might, you know, encourage certain things. And then now you have this, okay, well, you know what? And then I don't think sometimes it's a conscious thing on a single woman part and sometimes it's not. But now you have some type of like build up and they're both like, oh, you know what? Let's leave them alone. And now you have more on the bandwagon of doing it on their own and being single and we don't need this guy for nothing. And it's nothing wrong with, say, if you have a friend that's going through some stuff and it's really like, okay, you don't need to be going through that, sis, you know? So right. Encouraging like, okay, well, what's healthy and what's not? That's not it. That's not what we're talking about. It's the part of the actual like trying to persuade them to come back to the other side because I'm not happy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see you happy or your significant other. And so then that's where it's been a consistency. So over the years now, you have more females that will just gather together and they're just like, it's just me and my friends, you know, like, I don't need no nigga. And it's like, no, because that's where men can see, okay, well, I don't like the single girl. That's all that they want to do. That's all. And it's like, it's such a bad stigma to have on where you just might, your status, you just might happen to be single, you know?
Right. Or you know, just you may not even really want to be. Right.
Right. Yeah. And so it's just like, after some time, you know, that has been like a thing now since the, I don't know, probably 70s. So then over time, you know, you have men that will look at us funny. And then you have women that will look at them funny. And it's just like a continuous, like, what are we battling here? You know, like we're battling the wrong thing.
Who's going to change the course? Right. Exactly. Like, you know, it's true because it's like men are pointing fingers. Women are pointing fingers. So it's like, who's going to change it?
But ultimately, I think, you know, women do have to step that up where, you know, if you see somebody happy and they're, you know, or they're just going through the regular motions. Of a relationship or whatever, and you see that, okay, it's just needed as the venting or the support, you know, then just be it as that.
They just not, be that. You don't need to sit here and be like, leave that man.
You know, and then now everybody's single. And then the guy is like, like, you know, and then it puts a bad stigma on us because then eventually it looks like we band together and really don't need men, you know? So hopefully we can get that together.
Oh gosh, I am hoping. I have been hoping.
Cause we need men just as much as men need us. That's just the moral of it.
I ain't afraid to admit it. Shit.
Yeah. But let's get into this topic here. So women had a loud and full body orgasm during a LA Philharmonic concert. Hmm. To this, to the point where the whole orchestra stopped playing for a moment.
Right now?
went a cappella, like literally, and this was at a Walt Disney concert hall. So yeah, it was for the most part a distraction, to say the least. And the people that were there, so it's funny, the comments where it's the people that I guess were sitting next to her, they say, I saw the girl after it happened and I assumed that she had an orgasm because she was heavily breathing and her partner was smiling and looking at her like in an effort to not shame her. Somebody also commented, it was quite beautiful.
Okay.
Everyone kind of turned around to just see what was happening. And she was sitting there overjoyed.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And so apparently it's an audio clip, you know, to capture the woman's moment of ecstasy. Now I haven't been able to find it, but It was just so funny to like see the comments, because everybody thought what I thought. When I seen this story, I said, oh, she must have had them vibrating panties on.
I was just like, well, how the hell did he do it? Like, I was like, well, how did he do it?
Right. Because you, at first, one would think, okay, the music is so beautiful and it's so captivating. Like, you know, it's just to the point where it's taking you in and you're like, oh, like you're having this moment, you know, because of the music is so beautiful. Because I think that that can happen. You don't have to be sexually, you know, like, I mean, physically touched to be sexually aroused, or physically touched to be like, you know, just to feel that feeling of from what an orgasm,
right?
You know,
how it feeling.
Yeah. So like, I mean, hearing music, I've heard that hearing certain types of music can really get people off. And so
like what, sexually though?
Yeah, like where you can just,
oh wow,
you know, I mean, just have it, just comes.
Wow. Now,
I've never experienced that. I've never been to an opera. I would imagine that it would just be opera music that can get you that way.
I ain't gonna lie though, opera is really intense. Like I could like just hearing it, like because my parents like opera, but like just hearing it on the TV, like I get chills. I couldn't even imagine being there in person.
And that's what I'm saying, like, you know, so I've heard it, you know, over the, you know, listening on Spotify or whatever, but I don't know if like what that experience feels like to be, because you're right, you can get chills just from hearing, you know, anytime. I mean, even me listening to gospel music, you know, I mean, I don't get an orgasm from it, but I can get chills because of how moved I feel with the music and how the person's singing. So I could imagine if I'm there in person listening to opera and the person, I mean, it's just like crescendo, you know, like going all the way.
Yeah, because their voices are crazy. They're powerhouses.
Yeah. So it's like that feeling could very well just make something happen. And but like I said, I very well think also that this lady had to have either the underwear, the vibrating underwear, or
the rose,
the one, yeah, the one, well, I think it's one that you can actually like insert and it just sits inside. What? And then the guy still has a remote to control it. Yeah. Which I'm trying to try.
I'm gonna do that too, just because I'm stupid like that. I like to just do dumb shit.
You know, and I want to go to the opera too. Yeah. I want to see if I want to get the whole feel. Like, I want to know how she felt. Like,
that's hilarious. And they just mask it with a oh!
Right. Because it's just like that has to be such a just. I know that was an experience.
I would have thought that was funny. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, what is happening?
But not, it was quite beautiful to see her have orgasm at the opera.
At least they're rooting for her. They ain't haters. Right. At least they're like, all right, get yours, girl.
You know? But I was so like, at least I wasn't the only one, because everybody else in the comments was like, she must have had that toy inside of her.
Damn. And,
you know, it is so, it brings it to like to the conversation. Okay, so I mean, so you never did that before, right? Like the vibrating underwear or the tool.
I have yet to do that. No, yeah, okay. I haven't had.
Yeah, now I have a friend that actually said that they did it. And you definitely want to make sure her and her husband, they you want to make sure that she had the right attire on, first off. You don't want to be like soaking up things and it's visible. But you know, I think that that's a great way to connect and get a lot closer with your partner, because they have the control. And you know, a big thing with our generation, I feel like we've like, I don't know, I think we admitted that us as women don't have orgasms as much. Like, we don't experience it as much as, like, I mean, men is inevitable. Like, you come, like, you have, you know, you have to have yours. And so, like, with that, women have just been able to really say, you know what, like, it's important that I get mine too. Like, and I didn't get mine. So, what are we going to do about that? And so,
like, kind of demand it.
Yes, because it's like it's always been pleasure for the man, but like, where is our pleasure? So I think, you know, just knowing that in allowing the man to step it up and really provide that. It's not just the penetration that can do it. So like, that's a fun way to tap in and then make that happen. It just makes you stronger as a couple and connecting, you know? Right.
Like, these are ways that you can, and that's why I always say, like, you know, it, I don't see the reason for cheating, because I can find so many creative ways and creative things to do with a partner. Like, imagine that. You guys go to a damn Walmart, Walmart outing, and then it's like, want me to bring the panties? Like, it just makes things exciting. And then it's funny because he's laughing at you because you're trying to act like, you know, the idea is you don't want to be like, like right, Walmart. Right. So it's just like, he's laughing at you trying to have some kind of constraint or, you know, but it's just know? Like, it ain't working. But yeah, I think that's a great.
It's funny. Like, I'm into a lot of different things, and I just, you know, I think that women have to explore as much as possible, especially with our partners.
Yeah.
Because we already feel like, you know, we have to hold it down and act a certain way. We have to hold ourselves to a certain way. You know, some of us, we don't want to be out here like whores, but we want to we want to have fun. We want to, and we want to explore sexually. We want to do things where it doesn't make us look like, oh my God, you know? So,
but you should be able to be a whore with your partner. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like, but you know, even some men will, like, you know, judge you or look at you because of how they believe you should be. Or
You're right.
Yeah. Cause like some, they really do expect you to be a little bit more conservative, even with them. Now it's crazy because, I mean, my man doesn't, you know, he's like, go all the way. I mean, crazy, like, go. But like, but some men do, you know.
You're right, like, though.
Yeah, like, they don't, it's to whatever extent they feel like, okay, this is enough, and then, all right, well, that's too far, you know. That's how they are. And I just feel bad because I feel like both men and women should have an equal opportunity to explore and go all the way out. Now, that's the thing, though. When you get with someone, you have to understand what that looks like for a person, and then understand if it's compatible. You might not be that type. You know, it's some people that really love to go to like the sex clubs or the swinger parties, and just, I mean, divulge. It doesn't have to be like you having sex with somebody else, but just to be there, like, knowing that people
are watching you guys have sex, even, you know.
Yeah, or just to see what other people are doing, and then get ideas. Excuse me. And so, it's just like that, just doing spontaneous things like that can draw you together. But if that person isn't into it, if they're a little bit shyer, don't want to be around other people. Some people might be really into threesomes. Some people might really be like, it's certain things that, like, we just have to be on the same page about so that we can be as close and connected. And it appears that obviously this couple was very connected in, you know, on the same page.
For sure. For sure.
We're going to have to cut that. But yeah. Hold on. Oh no, I just choked. Let me drink some water. Okay. All right, back. So yeah, I do believe that we need to just, like, let's explore and have real fun sexually. Right. Like, whether it's you're in a relationship or single, I feel like whatever your status is, have a good time, because clearly, you know, people are doing it. Like, now, we don't want it to get too crazy, like where Designer was out there. What was he on, a train? That's or wild. He was on a plane.
Like, if you don't.
No, we don't want it to be like that, you know. But now, it's crazy because this is happening more often than not now. I don't know what's happening. Now, he's the first celebrity that I've seen, you know, do some wild shit like that. But a lot of stories I've been seeing, like this guy, it was a story off of Spiritual Word as well, where he was on a train and he literally, like, had his stuff out. It was a clip where you can see him stroking it and everything, and then he let off. And yeah, the girl, she was just like recording. And I don't know if it was like he looked like he was looking at her directly, like while he was doing it. So yeah, it was so weird. But I think that this is something that happens more often, because I've even seen stories about men being on planes and then just, you know, going at it and they get caught. And then the air marshal or somebody that's already like on the plane as a security or police type.
Oh, shoot. So it's not stop. Even like the stewardess. Damn.
Yeah, it's like, because, you know, on the plane, they always have like somebody.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like a rider. He's just always on each and every plane ride. Dang. For security. And so like he would literally had to come up and stop the guy. And then they tried to like arrest him, like get him, restrain him and stuff. But it's just like, what is happening? Why do people feel like let's do this? Like, it's like, can you not wait? Like,
right. Like we're going to
the guys
go to the bathroom. What's that about? I mean, I get like people right. are into voyeurism, but the thing, like, I mean, I think it's kind of hot having people watch you too, but it's like, you don't want to just like expose everybody to it. There's kids.
Right.
You get what exactly. I'm saying? Like, you want everybody to be, first of all, I don't want to do it around kids. Okay. That's just weird.
Yeah.
And that's then it's weird. Like, you want everything to be consensual. Like go to a sex club if that's your type of deal. Or yeah. If you have a partner, you want them to watch you masturbate. Hell, they have freaking cam girls where you can have somebody, you know, watch you mm-hmm. masturbate. So it's like, I just don't understand why we're doing that. Like, I just don't get
it. Yeah. And to me, it just sounds like it's like a mental thing, because like, what will make you expose yourself, do that right in front of people that can clearly see you?
Right.
Like, I can see if you were like invisible. And even that's just weird, you know, because it's like you're doing it around people. So even if
right. else it's just weird. Like, you know, everybody, yeah, you know, people are eating their lunch. Like, it's just odd. Like,
yeah.
You hear kids screaming in the back. Like, how do you even focus? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have so many questions. What is happening?
You said so many questions. Me too, though, because it's like, and with this clip, the guy, like, he's like literally like looking at her. Yes. So and weird. Going in. And it's just like, ew. Then at the end you moan and you're like, ew.
But then you think about it, like in a situation, you would feel so violated. Like, dude,
yeah. What the hell are you doing? Like, this person's looking at me. Like, it's definitely eerie and just so disgusting.
I'ma just put that out there. Don't none of y'all do that. I'm telling.
Right. I'm like, you're sick, you pervert. Why are you doing this on the plane or the train? And it's just like, oh my gosh. I just can't get over it. I can't. So I mean, I hope that they get that together, because ew, I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of hearing about it. It's nasty. You know, and it's enough people that actually like it's people out here. I think that he might have been a nympho or something where he just couldn't wait. But it's people out here that can match the same energy. It's people out
I'm
here
sure.
that are
hey.
Know. So like, if you need somebody to help you through that moment, like, you need to be around that person all day or every day to, you know, to keep it right, because that's not okay to just do it. But yeah,
that is a good point, because I don't know what nymphos be feeling. Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah,
maybe, because that don't make no sense otherwise.
Yeah, he has to be a nympho, because that's just like, you couldn't wait. I mean, it's just a train, right? But yeah, so where, you know, I'm gonna play a clip, and this is actually, so I follow this guy, his name is Ken. And he has a podcast. I believe he's a pastor. He has a podcast with his wife, and they talk about pretty much things that you go through, you know, in a marriage. But this is particular to sex. He says great sex is more than just sex. So he's going to talk about it. And I think that it applies, you know, him being a pastor is, you know, more focused on married couples. But I think regardless, married or just in a relationship, you need to know how important it is to fulfill the other person, and it's not just the act itself. You know, it starts from somewhere.
Right.
So I'm gonna play it so you guys can understand it here. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we go.
is. So for men, I think it's important to know that for women, or at least my woman, sex starts in the morning.
Yeah.
With communication, mm-hmm. with kindness, with chivalry, with humility.
Whatever her love language is.
Encouragement, with, you know, mm-hmm. motivation, with all of that. It's not like you ain't talked to your wife all day long and you've been mean and then you put your little crusty feet over at the end of the night trying to get you some. That's probably not going to work too well for you, Bubba. You kind of got to get the engines revving all day long. Mm-hmm. So it's always like sowing seeds, sowing seeds, sowing right. seeds, sowing seeds, sowing seeds, creating this moment where intimacy is like the climax, so to say, mm-hmm. of this relationship that we are developing and nurturing all the time. Know that great sex.
And what that was definitely a word, because it's like, I don't know if I think that women understand it a lot.
Yep.
So I think it might just be a big disconnect for men.
Yep.
But a lot of men don't understand what intimacy is. They yep. they hear the word, but they're just like, okay, sex.
Right.
Okay, maybe a back rub.
Right.
You know, but what that looks like is exactly what he said. Starting from the very beginning of the day, mm-hmm. you wake up, good morning, beautiful. If you happen to, you know, wake up next to the person, then it's you know, giving a kiss in the morning as soon as you wake up. And I know the breath might be stinking, but you know, certain things like just do immediately when you wake up. And then start from there. You have to give a good feeling to the other person. So then, and then it goes down to the day. Okay, you might cook them breakfast, or you might, you know, do something nice for them in the morning before you guys head out to right. work. And then you send texts here and there. And it doesn't always have to be just, you know, sweet. Oh, my buttercup, I love you. It right. could be nasty stuff, you know. Right. But it's just the fact that you're starting. You're getting the engine revved up. Like he said, it's a motive. It's a motive. It's a feeling that you're, you know, trying to get in within this woman. So then you are like, you know, ooh, I can't wait to come back home this evening. You know, I want to do this. I want to do that. Or, you know, oh, I love what you wore today. It had me thinking about you all day. You know, certain things that will get that feeling in the woman. Because I can say for me, if I don't talk to my man all day. And then I'm doing my thing, work, kids, dinner, clean the house, bath time, everything. Then at the end of the night, we talking, we're getting ready for the bed, then trying to have sex. Where did you get, how did my mind even think about sex? We're not built like men. We don't just feel the urge and the horniness and don't want to have sex. We have to get, most women, because some women do just jump into it, but most women get their mind set. You know, it's like you're setting an appointment within yourself. Like, I'm getting myself together and ready for this moment. And mm-hmm. you're thinking nasty thoughts. You're wanting that to happen, you know? So then
it gives you time to daydream, to fantasize.
Right. To actually, because it's more of an emotional thing for women than it is men. So where men know it's just a physical thing, you can get it. You can just be ready. Boom, bam, bam. For women, you have to set us up for that. So then that continues throughout the day. And it might sound like a lot, but it's really not. It's not a lot of work when you know what it takes for your woman. And you know that you're with a woman.
And you're listening.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. It's funny because men are always saying, you do know that us men think differently than you. You know, you always hear them say that, but it's like, okay, well, with you understanding so that, there you see, you already know. With that being the case, why don't we delve into how we're different in different sectors? Mm-hmm. Not just, oh, boom, maybe how the infamous cheating. How is it worse for a woman to cheat or men to cheat? You know, oh no, it's different because a woman's more emotional. Well, since you understand that, or that's your understanding, why don't you understand that women are like that in other things and how that impacts other things in the relationship?
Right.
You know, well, what I'm
you
saying?
Know, men love to pull that, oh, we're different because, and we're wired different because preach. When it benefits them.
Preach.
When they want to get the satisfaction of, okay, yep. you know, you have to treat me different because we're wired. I'm not emotional mm-hmm. like you. I'm not this. Mm-hmm. It's to benefit them because they want us to be able to, you know, compromise or yep. bend what and they adapt want. To how they are. Right. Yep. But it's like, if you can acknowledge that we're not different, why are you not bending and adapting right. to how we are as emotional
exactly.
creatures?
Exactly.
You know, we work exactly. off of different things. You want us to move in a way where we can accommodate you. So how are you going to move to accommodate me?
Right.
And so that's what it is. You know, it's like, we love, women love to have sex. That's the exactly. crazy part about it. They don't understand that we're more freaks than them. But exactly. we also are freaks on a different level because we could be freaky mentally. We could talk right. all day about some stuff and it'd get us riled up. You know what I'm saying? We can just, and it's so many different levels of intimacy. You right. know, you have emotional intimacy where you can just support the person if they're feeling a certain kind of way and just be there so that they are understanding, oh, he actually cares. He's actually sympathetic. He's actually right. like showing some type of emotion to me.
Right.
So then that makes us like, ooh, it's a turn on. Mm-hmm. You know how to be able to put the masculine, the 100% masculine to the side and actually.
Because you should be doing that for your woman.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's so like it's switching like, off your hat.
Right. Like knowing how to adapt to be able to say, okay, well, I'm with a female. So mm-hmm. how do I need to move so that she's feeling comfortable, she's feeling accepted, she's feeling secured, and then I get what I want. Because it's really a like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours,
right?
You know, so it's just so important to learn the love languages for your person and also love what gets them going, because it's a lot of things that men will probably want out of women that they can get but just don't know how to get it. Or I'm not willing to just look at it for what it is and say, you know what? Well, she's saying this is what she needs. So let me go ahead and do it. Let me try.
Right. Right.
If I try to do it, maybe I'll get what I want.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
I agree. I definitely agree, because I can even think of just personally, you know, a couple situations where, you know, in the beginning where there were lovely messages, there were, you know, love letters written, or mm-hmm. hey babe, I got your favorite coffee, hey babe, mm-hmm. I know you like this, hey babe, throughout the day also getting really sweet texts, yep. praise, like, gee, the last time when you did what you did, I loved it, it was, drove me insane, like, even that, the encouragement of knowing that when we were together last time, mm-hmm. it's all you had on your mind. It's just exactly. like little things like that, you know, mm-hmm. even if it's like, hey babe, I know that you usually like hard-boiled eggs in the morning. I went ahead and did that for you, set it aside before I left out today. Or just something small, or even just brewing my coffee. That makes me happy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that, oh, dang, he got me coffee. Like, there's such a great, mm-hmm. like, when I can wake up to the smell of coffee, look, that I'm automatically happy. Like, that's yeah. like, what? And it's just something that little.
Yeah.
You know? And then through the day, maybe halfway through the day, babe, you know, what did you, and it doesn't have to be every day, but it's like, hey, babe, mm. you know, what do you want to have for lunch? I just went ahead and sent you some money to your Cash App or whatever. And just a couple dollars, not much, you know, whatever. Or even just switching it up, sexting.
Yeah.
How are you doing, babe? Oh my God, I miss you. Like, just like what you said, just love languages.
Yeah.
A woman has to feel appreciated. And it's well past beyond sex. She has to feel appreciated in all fronts. So then when she does come to the bedroom, we know a lot of guys like, you know, like to have sex. We want to pay you back. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to show you our appreciation, you know, and plus we're revved up. How you are, you know, the beautiful things you do through the day, how you treat us is a turn mm-hmm. on.
Yes.
You know? And if you make us feel very desirable, because there's a point in time where I was very insecure. And I just, when I looked in the mirror, I just didn't feel sexy. And my, you know, the person I was with just kind of handled it as whatever, you know, you're fine. I told you fine. No, but it's just like, if you were to actually, and I know it's not his responsibility, but I'm just mm-hmm. saying, like, it just to encourage me and make me feel like I was really desirable, you know, mm-hmm. just, you know, saying things to me, talking to me, that could definitely have gotten me out of that funk or gotten me out of my head. And then women love to feel sexy. So make sure mm-hmm. your woman is feeling sexy.
Yes.
That's another thing.
And one thing that I've realized that men could do Because they, so some things that you don't really know with women, but when you ask, it just sounds like you care. And so then women are like, wow, like, okay, if, because I think that most women can show like, okay, so say like if you were feeling insecure when you would look in the mirror and you're dating someone at a time, don't you say those things? Don't you be like, damn, man, I need to work on this. And damn, I'm, you know, you critique yourself around a man.
You do. So then, you do, for real, you do.
Yeah. Yeah. So then that man could say, well, babe, what would help you feel a little better about yourself?
Right.
What would you like? So, and then it's just the conversation that starts.
Even that.
Yeah.
You're right. Perfectly so, said.
And then, I mean, it's been a lot of times where I said, you know, I mean, honestly, if you want me to get a little bit more in the mood, buy me some lingerie.
There you
it
go.
Might, and then the men there might think go. It's the woman's responsibility, but I don't have to wear nothing but my pajamas to bed.
It's true.
So you know what I'm saying? If that doesn't turn you on, and it's just attire for me, what do you think could help?
A little That's a good sexy idea.
Outfit. Yeah.
That is a good idea.
A little
idea.
Sexy outfit can help for the both of you. Because now she feels good because she's wearing something that's like, ooh. I look good.
Right.
And when I look in the mirror, I like what I'm seeing.
Right.
And he's looking at her and seeing the confidence that she has and like, oh, that's a turn on because she feel good about herself.
Right.
Now
right.
y'all both like, now right. there you go. The feeling is right there.
You're right.
And so it just starts with a conversation. But the man has to be in tune and has to understand what kind of women he's dealing with. And the woman has to open up. She has to be able to say what it is that she needs.
That is true.
So,
and that is another thing that we do have to acknowledge. I know we try to be fair on here, but that's another thing. Like, just it's not only men that's kind of, you know, suck at communication. There's some women out here that do too. Like, you know, like they've been exposed to trauma or whatever, or may just not have had a really good representation of what a relationship looks like. And I'm sure men have gone through that too. And it's just their communication skills suck. Like they try to act like they have it all together and they don't. And that's another thing, just like, again, showing a man that you need him, like, hey, I'm not as strong as, you know what I mean? Like, this is where, and that's why I always tell people, like, when I'm looking for a partner, I want to find someone I can be weak with, you know, not saying I will put all the burden on them, but it's just, I want to feel like, you know, I can ride in the passenger seat and you'll take over and drive. I actually would like that, to tell you the truth. But my thing is just make sure you know how to lead. That's the only thing. I got trust issues.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you're not going to, you know, run into the
lead tree. Me into the ditch. Right.
Okay. Because I just need to know, you know, I actually want to be able to doze off and nap in the passenger seat. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's all I'm saying. And I agree. I agree with the lingerie. That way it's, you know, it's something he took the time to look for. And he's probably like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what she looks like. I know she, my babe's going to look, she's going to rock this. I can't wait. So like these things matter. I really do hope guys wake up and know, like, I don't know if they think it's BS when we say that stuff. Cause I don't know. They're not receiving it. But it's very true, guys.
And the thing is, listen to us. We're telling you. It kills me because it's like, listen to us. We know what we want.
Exactly.
And we tell y'all.
Exactly.
But men can be so bullheaded sometimes and think, oh, no, the way I'm doing it is the right way.
Exactly.
And it's just like, listen. We're telling you literally the keys Thank and the you. Answers. We're giving you everything Thank that you. You need to know. Just do it. But because they want to be the one that takes up control and just decides everything, they feel that, no, we don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
When we should know. We're the women
we're
the, here.
Right. We're, you're yeah. right. We're the one dating. We know ourselves. Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So it's just like, yes, guys, take heed to what your girl is saying, because 9 times out of 10, once you do the stuff, it's so simple. If you just do it, then guess what? Everybody will be happy. Right. And I know that it's been really overworked, the metaphor, happy wife, happy life. It's been overworked to the point where they've kind of made a new thing. I think it was happy spouse, happy house. So it, you know, kind of caters to both.
Well, that's which I'm not saying.
Yeah, and it's fine. You know, I'm not saying that just, you know, it has to be just happy wife to be a happy life, and it's all about the wife, because that's not true. But
realistically, that's the root, though.
Right, that is the root. You know, I seen a pastor, he had a sermon one day, and he was like, realize that women are going to give you everything that you give them back. So when you give them a seed, they give you a baby. When you give them food, they give you a meal.
True.
When you give them a house, they make it a home. So yep, when you give great. Them hell, what are they going to give you back? It's like
the basement to hell.
Like, it's only common sense, you know? It's you're going to get whatever you give. And so if you give lack, just not trying, oh, I want, but I'm not willing to give. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get that back. Oh, well, I'm sorry, bud, but here, I'm going to take care of the kids.
Right.
At least they ate.
You know, just do the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah. And so once men actually see, like, okay, if I push all of this, then she's going to push it back even harder. Mm-hmm. That's where you win. Yep. That's where you win. Yep. Don't make it harder on yourself. You know, don't make it harder for both of y'all as a couple to relate to each other, you know?
True.
And true. Even as growing couples, relationships that aren't there yet, you know, it's a lot of men that have, you know, had a failed relationship, or, you know, women, everybody's just gone and it's done. The relationship's done. And it's just like, well, what happened? I mean, guess what? It's a lot that happened that you didn't pay attention to. So even the singles out there, you know, like, pay attention to the key. So then, you know, like, think back to the relationship that you had before and be like, damn, like, where did we go wrong? What could I done to, you know, make it better? And would we have possibly still been together had I done this? You know,
true. A lot of times
it's just certain things that all it took was one change, and
right,
it turned the whole thing around, you know? So just, you know, keep that in mind and know that, understand, we are willing to bend backwards. That's what we're wired and designed to do. We want to cater and we want to support y'all and we want to be everything for y'all. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. you gotta give us something too.
Right. Can't you just know? Y'all give on one side. So, you know, but let them tell it, oh, I reciprocate energy too. No, you're not listening. That's the thing. You're not reciprocating anything. Mm-hmm. She's reciprocating, you know. I mean, right. I know there's some instances, I get it, but there's a lot of situations where the woman is clear as day about what she wants, and he's just overlooking it. It's going over mm-hmm. his head. He's choosing to do that, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So I hope that this was a very informative
yes.
episode yes. for you guys today. It we was. Have learned that you can go to the opera and have a great time. We also learned to stay away from creeps on trains and planes.
Definitely, for sure. If he looks like a masturbator, see him later.
Yeah, we gotta make some shirts.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I've been talking about it. I'm telling you.
We're gonna get some merch, y'all.
You are gonna get some merch. It really is a thing, guys. We mean it.
Mm.
But
we're... But- Yep. On another note,
yes.
We're wrapping it up, because look, we almost at that 60 minutes now. Mm. Y'all gonna have to catch us on the next episode, but make sure you tune in.
Yes.
And you know, we're gonna come at you. Let us know. I mean, we don't like to bore y'all with politics all the time or serious mental health issues. We right. love to talk about everything under the sun. So just let us know if there's anything that we need. Hit us up.
Yep. Amen. All right.
But until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.